Chapter 6. The Golden Apples. Atlas goes to get the golden apples, and Hercules waits for him. He's holding the world on his shoulders, but it's very heavy. Hercules is tired and he's bored. He waits and waits. For the first time in his life, Hercules is frightened.
Atlas doesn't like holding the world. He wants to be free,
he thinks.
I hope he returns soon and takes the world from me. He mustn't escape. I don't want to hold the world forever.
But Hercules can't do anything. He must stand and wait for Atlas. Finally, Atlas returns, and Hercules is very happy to see him. Atlas has got the 3 golden apples.
I can take these apples to King Eurystheus now,
Atlas says.
Wait for me here.
But Hercules isn't stupid.
Atlas wants to escape and leave the world on my shoulders forever,
he thinks.
I must stop him. That's a good idea, Atlas,
he says.
I don't want to see King Eurystheus. But before you go, please teach me the best way to hold the world. You're big and strong, and I can learn a lot from you.
Atlas is happy to hear this. He's happy to teach Hercules the best way to hold the world. He takes the world from Hercules and puts it on his shoulders.
You see, Hercules, there's a correct way and an incorrect way to do this,
says Atlas.
I can teach you how to stand very comfortably with the world on your shoulders. Now watch me, Hercules.
Atlas explains how to hold the world. He talks a lot. He doesn't see Hercules take the golden apples and escape. Now Hercules is free, and Atlas must hold the world on his shoulders forever.